سیڈ یہ کیا حدیث ہے کیا جسمہ صغیر و جرمہ کبیر یا مقولہ پرسن ہو ہارمز انذر مسلم بائی ہز ہینڈ اور ٹنگ اٹ ول مین ہی از ناٹ اے مسلم اینڈ اف یو میک گیو سچ اے فتویٰ اٹس ٹوٹلی اگینسٹ شریعت He's not a perfect Muslim. So you need an ustad to put that words in brackets and tell you that a perfect Muslim is he who does not hurt. And the Salafis, they do everything, they take their shot. And you're blocking the way other people want to go. Come, don't leave your shoes lying around. There are shoe racks, put them in. Somebody has an emergency, wants to go toilet. And all the shoes are lying. And he's falling over the shoes and that, and he wants to get to toilet. So a Muslim is he who does not harm any other, cause any harm to any. How it reasonably clean? You don't have to do the final all cleaning, that will be done. But at least reasonably, don't mess everything. So that is the second. That don't speak such a thing, that tomorrow you have to be sorry for what you said. And the last one, وَأَجْمَعِ الْأَيَاسِ فِيمَا أَيْدِ النَّاسِ Put together all your losing offers. When Allah gives you, then Allah looks at that nobody can harm you. Not the tax man, not the crooks, no one. And what you make your own effort and you break the laws of Allah and get, Allah leaves you and Allah doesn't care in which valley you're going to get destroyed. And then if you're calling, bringing destruction upon yourself. So three great advices. That you make zikr. Our object is to please Allah. Our object is not to run a darul ulum. Our object is to please Allah Ta'ala. So if no people don't send money, people don't send their children, we make Allah zikr. So in the alim, if people ask him, they benefit. Well, if not, he'll make his tilawat, make his zikr, he'll do his work. What he needs. Let me introduce you, teach you who is the owner, then you go and make go. Then your tawaf is different. Otherwise, the Hindus object to us Muslims, they say, you people say we worship idols, you people worship the biggest idol. You people are worshipping Kaaba Sharif, you're going seven times around. Outwardly, it is like idol worship. So they have...
دل میرا ہو جائے ایک میدان ہوں تو ہی تو ہو تو ہی تو ہو تو ہی تو اور میرے تن میں بجائے اب غنی درد
صل وسلم علی سیدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم كما انت اهله وفعل بنا كما أنت أهله فإنك أهل التقوى وأهل المغفرة
The entire land. And now he is just waiting for the title of Khilafat, that you are the boss. And to prove little extra that I am the boss, he starts exerting himself in what we will call extra, nawafil. So what is famous, he starts such an ibadah of the Zat of Allah, that the angels become amazed. And their amazement reaches a level where they ask Allah, Tawarukullah, if Azazil can enjoy their company or more they can enjoy his company. Because Azazil was their ustad. So obviously when they would mention to him something called Adam is being molded, he would mention to them what's the need. They would say, what you mean? He would say, Adam, man, I have gone to this man, I have seen his inside. His inside is made of desires. He got a desire to do wrong. He got a desire to fight. How the jinn created fasad, whereas Azazil forgot he was also a jinn. He was fire. And fire is like defeat in front of the angels. In front of his ustad, students, he has to put his head down. When just now he was telling the students, rubbish. But now he's standing. وَإِذْ قَالَ رَبُّكَ لِلْمَلَائِكَةِ اسْجُدُوا لِآدَمْ فَسَجَدُوا إِلَّا إِبْلِيسِ You will find this mentioned in so many places of Quran. Surah Baqarah we know is there, Surah Kahf we know is there, Surah Bani Israel, way and way it's not mentioned. But Allah Tabarakallah says, remember that first time. But remember when the honor of man was shown, the whole world of angels accepted it, he would never accept it. From that time he hates you. He was ready to lose his Jannah for you. But he could not accept you are great in yourself. So thereafter when he was told, قال اذهب, get out. So he said that, أَرَأَيْتَكَ هَذَا الَّذِي كَرَّمْتَ عَلَيْهِ. At this, what is that? You will hear it will sound so amazing, how the man explained it. وَأَجْلِبْ عَلَيْهِمْ بِخَيْلِكْ وَرَجِلِكْ. And then attack them with your forces which will be on conveyances, attack them with your forces on the ground. خَيْلِكْ is horses, but in that time it was horses because it has understood horses. What it meant? Anything on moving. Your forces that will move, your forces which will move on foot. Khail was mentioned first, in which there was an indication that the attack of Shaykh at night, 11 o'clock, you stop at the stop street. Just at that robot, immediately a woman walks up to you. At that moment when you're alone, we see what happens with so many truck drivers. Just because they're alone. Don't travel alone. Now holidays come, you tell the students, where are you going? I'm going to Durban. You got family? There's no family, just three friends. That's when everything happens. Because when journey starts, and in the car you start relaxing, like what one person said, don't put on a bayan, it's too hard. Put on something sweet. You will use children as a way of getting into the family. Children, get your shirkat in the child of that man. Your share must be in children. Wa'idhum, and the inside of man is your game. Whatever you want to say to him, we'll allow it to go in this year, we'll allow it to go in that year. Ever promise. After all of that, then Allah Ta'ala said one thing, وَمَا يَعِدُهُمُ الشَّيْطَانِ إِلَّا غُرُورًا. That man can remember that I gave him all that, but the promises of shaitan are all lies. But the very angel just stood in front like nothing. And again we would have gone. But what did he put the desires on? Full blast. Very high desires. Exactly what we want, and then we told don't. Why did Allah Ta'ala do? And then finally, one question which many people nowadays ask because of a misunderstanding of bayanat is that they hear that you got problems, so come on to piety. So who doesn't want to get out of problems? To get out of problems, man who can't swim, the small wave makes him drown. And the man who's a surfer, he looks for the big waves. The higher the wave, the more his command in the world. The world gets amazed, what a wave! He looks for the waves go looking for him. Problems don't run away from a man of piety. A man said, oh Allah's messenger, I love you. He said, watch what you are saying. He said, I love you. He said, then prepare your shield for poverty. Because poverty comes searching for the man who is a true lover of me. Take the imtihan. You had the i'tiraz. You asked the questions. What a better question than this can you get? I gave shaitan everything to put the hardest of questions. And now let's see the results. Because when the marking is going to take place, the angels will have to make i'tiraf. Amazing. In Jannah, there will be the khuddam of man with azmat. They won't be like how we are khadim of someone who we hate the man's guts. Say, because now he wants water, I'll get him water. But the azmat they will make is khidmat. That is why many students, many people say that it's so hard to control myself. Understand, the harder to control, the more value that action got. A time will come when you will be enjoying tahajjud. That tahajjud will get high rewards. But the attention of the angels that tahajjud will fetch, where the man's eyes are still half closed. He's on the musalla and he's half falling. Whether it's fajr, whether it's tahajjud. Because then the question comes that the man's sleep is not fulfilled 5 years. So you say he made ihsan on you, isn't it? But at that time, you will not say, boss, you did so much, sorry. Smack him again. At that time, you will, what you will do? You will say, to hell with your shop. To hell with your job, I don't need you. You will jump, you will punch. But why is it when that child passes away, then man will look at the child, and he knows the favors that Allah did. But like how he'll punch the boss and say, to hell with you. At that time, he will put his head. The second thing that shaitan never had is iblis, because man will also slip. Man is man, and the jinn is also jinn. None of us are angels. The jinn also slipped. Iblis made his error, Adam alayhi salam made his error. The second thing which Iblis could never come onto was the quality of, all he had to do when he never made the sajda and he got the anger of the Zat of Allah. When your host comes to you, when you're angry or when you're jealous, it's one thing. But after a while, when you now told, get out of Jannah. Forget a wife, man complains about his wife. But a son, your son does wrong. He gets involved in wrong company. He takes drugs. He has an affair. You will never go and tell people, you know what? He did this. Then he came to ask me for maaf. The boy will come, you say, Daddy, you will tell him, my son, don't let anyone find out about it. You will tell him, don't even tell mommy because women talk. Women can't keep quiet. The izzat of your son is very important.